Sisters and brothers, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you created heaven and earth. You had a plan to order the chaos, and it was your spirit blowing over the faith of the earth, who combined all the ingredients to achieve a wonderful result. And you saw that it was good. Everything was perfectly prepared to receive us, human beings, the cherry on the cake, whom you made in your own image, to enjoy and to care for the life you created. And you rested, happy and satisfied at the good work you had completed. We thank you, God, for all your blessings. Triune God, through Paul's words, you call us human beings to put things in order, to listen to your call, to live in peace with one another, so your love and peace will be with us. And in the same way that you entrusted your creation in the hands of the first human beings, Jesus entrusted his disciples to spread to the world his message of good news, of life, of another opportunity, of a new and perfect creation. Loving God, you continue loving us and calling us. Guide us to respond to your call, to seek each day of our life for a closer, loving, and respectful relationship with you, with nature, and with all human beings. God, in your mercy. God of relationships, with the ecumenical prayer cycle, we pray today for the people and churches in Angola and Mozambique. We are thankful for the richness of natural resources in these countries, which you intended for the good of all. For the positive developments experienced since the years of the Civil War. For the village committees that seek to protect livelihood and food security of the poor. For how the Lutheran World Federation and partners have pursued land rights in Mozambique. And with the words of João Macondekwa from Angola, we sincerely thank you, O God, for your powerful gift of hope in the face of seemingly hopeless situations. We thank you for the peace in the hearts and minds of men and women in this part of Africa who believe you are the living God, quick to save in times of danger, that you reign above all, directing the course and destiny of the universe. We pray for a healing of the lingering scars and memories from the colonization and civil wars. We also pray today for the victims of the recent floods in Angola and Mozambique, and for the victims of overstretched health systems in these countries. May your gracious love reach each person in these countries, providing for material, physical, and spiritual needs. God, in your mercy. God of justice, the news in the media overwhelms us every day with more and more facts and images of blatant and unpunished challenges to the international law and human rights. Too many people suffer under the personal ambitions and convenience of certain leaders who openly lie, arbitrarily imposing illegal actions and sanctions with utter disregard for the life you created and the dignity you gave to each human being. But we also know of people who refuse to yield to this evidence and organize humanitarian aid flotillas to break illegal decade-long embargoes and to bring so much needed aid to a needing population. We know of those who, despite 80% destruction of Gaza City, are opening there a public library these days so that the population can reconnect with the culture that the occupation seeks to steal from them. Help us, guide us, and give us courage, God of peace with justice, to work together in denouncing impunity and aggression, to work together in community to keep hope alive, whether in different parts of the world or here in Geneva. We also pray today for Colombia as the population goes to vote for a new president. Bless and guide the people so they can select the authorities that seek and work for the well-being of all the people in Colombia. God, in your mercy. God of life, we rejoice this week celebrating the birthdays of our sisters and brothers Alida Brun Ault, Paul Luquiro, Elizabeth Ben, Jane Bang, Natalie Davy, Paul Kupich, Regine Kummer, and Anneliese Perlat. Bless them and guide them closer to you each day of their life. God, in your mercy. Healing and merciful God, we remember those who are ill or recovering from surgery and their families, and those who mourn. The community is invited to name those whose names we carry in our hearts. God, in your mercy. Accompanying God, bless this faith community and all and each person that gives life to the activities of this community. Guide us to be light and salt here in Geneva and wherever your word may reach through us. We ask for your special blessing today over our assembly. May our plans, deliberations, decisions be guided by your wisdom and love. God, in your mercy. Be with our guests and all those who worship with us this morning, both in the sanctuary and in the live stream. May they feel welcome in our midst and embraced by your love. God, in your mercy. The prayers of the congregation are invited.